Daf Mem Hei Halachas. The Rambam in Hilchas Brachas Perek Ches Halacha Aleph says, all fruit juice you make beginning bar pure eights, and at the end you make a burn fashion rabbis, except for the Chavesh Min, it says the Torah, which are grapes, pomegranate, figs, olives, and dates, which you make at the end a brachas ben shosh ala eights or al michya. And now fruit of the ground and vegetables make first bar pure dumb and the end bar fashion rabbis. Things that don't grow from the ground, for instance, meat, cheese, fish, eggs, water, milk, and honey, and other things like that, first you make shakal, and at the end you make burn fashion rabbis. Someone drinks water not to satiate his thirst, doesn't need a bracha, not before, not afterwards. Our Chaim Simon Eish Dalat Siv Zion says, someone drinks water for his thirst, makes shahakal, and afterwards burning fresh rabbis. But if he got choked by a piece of meat and drinks water to take care, to get rid of the meat, it doesn't make a bracha, not before, not afterwards. The Rambam in Hilchos Brachas, Perek, Hey, Halacha, Beis, says, three people ate bread together, they're mechir to make Birch Sazimun before Birch Samozin. And what's Birch Sazimun? If they were eating 3 till 10, one of them makes a bracha and benches and says, Baruch Shacham Shloi, and everyone answers, Baruch Shacham Shloi to Achino. And then he answers again, Baruch Shacham Shloi to Achino. The Arachayim, Simakuf Tzadik Beis, Sifal Shulchan Aruch says, if there were 3 people sitting there, Mechuy Bezimun, one of them says, Baruch Shacham Shloi, they answer, Baruch Shacham Shloi to Achino, and then he answers, Baruch Shacham Shloi to Achino. Baruch Shacham Shloi to Achino. And if they had 4, you could say, Baruch Shacham Shloi. But better to say in the Baruch, not to be Moitzi Atzman Naklal. And if they're 10, yes, to mention Hashem's name, says Baruch Lakenu, and they answer Baruch Lakenu, and shouldn't say Leila Kenu with a Lamed. Whether they're 10 or 100 or 1,000 or 10,000, that's how they bench. And whoever's Mashana from this Nusach, for instance, says Baruch Lamon Shechalnu, or he says Lemish Shechalnu Shaloi, or some says Mokka Mituva Mituvoi, or in the place of Chinu says Chaim, that's an Amoritz. When they're 10, since they mention Hashem's name, you can say in the Baruch Elakenu, Alamon Shechalnu Shaloi. The Raman Perik Alba Lacha Chav says, but if he ate the Mai, even though he's not Roy, only for poor people, a Mai Sushin that was taken off Truma, even though it didn't take off a Cheshb Truma Gedoyla, and they took it before, they grabbed it before it was in stalk, while it was still in the stalks, or Mai Shen Hegdash that was redeemed, even though it wasn't given a fifth, he makes a bracha in the beginning and at the end, and so too anything like it. Our Chaim Simakuf Tzadik Tessif says, the Shamash that ate Kazayas, he makes Zimun on him, and our Chaim Simakuf Tzadik Tessif says, a Kusi Bismanazeh is like a Rivda Vedazora, and we don't do Zimun on him. And the Rambam in Hilchos Brachos Perek Aleph Halacha Yutes says, anyone who eats food that's usher, whether b'meizu or b'shagig, he doesn't make a bracha, not in the beginning, not in the end. Someone ate tevel with rabban or ate ma'aseh sushin that didn't take off truma, or ma'aseh sheni and hekdesh that was not redeemed, he doesn't make a bracha. And doesn't have to say if he ate nevelas, trefas, or he drank anes, chayetzeva, that he doesn't make a bracha. The Rambam says he made a big toys. We didn't say they don't make a bracha only when zamnen lam, meaning they don't have cheshivas of kviya, since they're eating a davar usher, which is like a chilas peres that doesn't have kol azim rava. Bracha tchil v'sof, why should they make a bracha since they have anah? Our Chaim Simon Kuf Tzadik Vav Sifalov says, if he ate the davar usher, even though it's not also only the Rabbanon, you don't do zimun on it, you don't make a bracha that in the beginning, not in the end. The Rambam Brachas Perek Hei Halacha Zayin says, ladies, slaves, and ketanim, they don't make zimun on them, but they can make zimun for themselves. There should not be a chibur of nashim avodim ketanim together with their priests, but nashim mizam slats for avodim for themselves, avad, they shouldn't be mizam Hashem. Androgynous can be mizam for his men, but it's not mizam, not for men, not for women, because it's a suffix. A tumtum is not mizam at all. Kotna knows when we make a bracha, we can mizam on him, even though he's been 9, 7, or 8. And it's mizam, whether it's 3 or 10, the mizam. That goy is not mizam on him. The Arachayim Sim Kutzadik Tessiv Dalat says, a goy, you're not mazaman. Even a ger that did a bris mila, didn't tell you, you're not mazaman on him. But a ger gomer, you're mazaman on it, you can make a bichas mazaman, and to say, al shechal tal aviseinu. The Rambam Brachas Perek Hei, Halacha Zayin, we already said this Rambam, so we're not going to repeat it. And the Shulchan Aruch, Arachayim Sim Kutzadik Tessiv Vav, says, Nashavad Vitalin, you don't do zimun on them, but they can mazaman for themselves, and there should not be a chabura of women should not have avodim and ketanim mizam together because the priests is avodim, nashim for themselves, avodim for themselves, but they shouldn't be mizam b'shem. The Rambam Brachas Perek Hei Halacha Chez, you don't do zimun only someone ate kazayas bread and omelets, 7 that ate bread and 3 ate vegetables or fish juice, then it's tarif l'zam b'shem. That's dafka if the one who makes the bracha ate bread. But 6 ate bread and 4 vegetables, they're not mistarif till you have to have a roiv hanikah that ate bread. Wendu says, but 10, but 3, you have to have, all of them have to have gezayas bread, and afterwards mezamen. Arachayim Simon Kufedalat Sivvav says, the shir achil to make vichas of wazen is gezayas. Arachayim Simon Kutzadik Vav Sivdalat says, you don't do zimun only someone ate, on someone who made 8 less than a gezayas. The Rambam Brachas Perek Alav Alach Yadalat says, whatever answers, omen should not answer, not an omen chatufa, gechapta omen, not an omen ketufa, not an omen ketzara, not a long one. Omen bainus should not raise his voice louder than the one that made the bracha. However, didn't hear the bracha that he's required to answer, should not answer omen b'chlal of the answers. Arachaim Simaku Chavdal Sifid Bey says, whoever answers Amish should not raise his voice louder than the one that made the bracha. And the Rambam Talmud Torah Perek Dalad Halacha Gimel says, if he was malamed from his mouth to Tavidim, a malamed, and if he was malamed to be matargim through a translator, the translator stands between him and the Tavidim. The Rav says to the translator, the translator lets the Tavidim hear. And when they ask the matargim, he asks the Rav, and the Rav answers to the translator. The matargim answers to the questioner. The Rav should not raise his voice louder than the matargim, and not the matargim should not raise his voice while he asks from his Rav louder than the code of the Rav. The matargim, the translator, is not allowed to do any less or anything more or change, unless the targum was the father of the Chacham or his Rebbe. The Rav says to the translator, this is what my Rebbe said, this is what my father said. And when the translator says this thing to the says, it says B'shem the Chacham, he mentions the name of the father of the Rav or the Rebbe. And it says, this is what Rav Naplani said. Even though the Rav didn't mention the name of the Chacham, because he's not allowed to call his Rebbe or his father by name. The Rav, it says, this is a new thing. As a Rav that Amad Tirgim to Rav Shilam, Sechtes Yuma, and he changed, and it was Moisu because he was greater than him. So you see, if he's greater than him, he could add. The Rambam Tefillah, Perikid Beis, Alach Yidalov, says, someone reads not allowed to raise his voice louder than the one that translates. The translator should not raise his voice louder than the one that reads. And the Targum is not allowed to read Targum until the Pasuk gets finished from the one that reads. The one that reads is not allowed to read the next Pasuk until he finishes the Targum, the translator finishes it. And the Turgaman cannot lean not on the Amid, not on the Beam. He has to stand with fear. And he should not translate from writing only by Peh. And the Kair is not allowed to help the translator. Shouldn't say the Targum is written in the Torah. And the Cotton can translate a Godel, but it's not covered for a Godel. They should translate through a Cotton. And the Matargum should not be two people like one. Only one reads and one is Matargum. Archaim Simakuf Mem. Hey, Sifal Shulchan Aruch says, in the days of the Gemara, they would know to translate the nation. Everyone should understand. The one that reads is not allowed to read to the Targum more than one Pasuk, and the Targum is not allowed to read Targum until he finishes the Pasuk from the one that reads it. And the one that reads is allowed to read a Pasuk, not allowed to read a Pasuk till the translator finishes his translation. And the Kohen is not allowed to raise his voice louder than the translator, and the translator is not allowed to do it louder than the reader. And the reader is not allowed to help the translator. Shouldn't say the Targum is written in the Torah. The Rambam Brachas Perkei Halacha Yud says, three people ate together, not allowed to divide, so to four, five, six, they could divide up to 10. And from 10 and onwards, they're not allowed to divide till 20. Because as long as they divide, and they're still Brichas Zim, L'chol Chedek B'chedek, like Zim L'chol, then they can divide. The Shulchan Aruch, Arachayim, Sima Kuftzad Gimel, Sif Aleph, says, two people ate, even though they Brichas Motzah, one kapatas friend, that's a mitzvah to divide, then everyone should make their own birch samozin. When do we say this? When both know how to read birch samozin. But if one knows and the other one doesn't, then the one that knows is moitzi the other one. If he understands Lashon Kodesh, he just doesn't know how to bench. He has to be mechav middle, whatever he says. And Ramos says, the mevorach has to be mechav to be moitzim. But if he doesn't understand, he's not yet listening to him. Three people that ate, they're not allowed to divide. Two people that ate, that's a mitzvah, they should look for a third person to be mitzvah for the zimun. So to four or five, they're not allowed to divide because they're all mechoyim b'zimun. Six could divide since each zimun will have a zimun, up to 10. Then they're not allowed to divide till they have 20, since they have the chiv of the skaris Hashem. The Rambam says, then they can be mechalik if they want. Nearly the within six, they're not mechoyim to divide only if they want. The mitzvah is to look after 10. Mio, if there were 10, a lot of people sitting together and they can't hear birch zimun from the one that's mevorach, they can't, the separate into different chaburas of 10 because they have to wait birchas hamazon because of Ram. Now here the Baal Bayis, we mark with them, they can divide into chaburas of 3-3 and make bench quietly so the Baal Bayis should not hear that they're benching. And that's good for them rather than they should not be yotze the chiyuv birchas zimun because they can't hear from the mevorach, the one that benches. Arachayim Simon Kuf Tzadik Gimel Sif Aleph says, we just did this so we won't repeat it. Arachaim Simakuf Ayin Sif Chofalov says, the shamash that was serving two people, he can eat with them. Even though he didn't give him a shus, but if he was serving three, he can't eat with them unless they gave him a shus. Dafam Heim with Beis Alachas, the Rambam says in Brachas Perik, hey, Alach Zayin, ladies, slaves, and Ketanim, you don't do Zimun them, but they can do Zimun for themselves. Should not be a group of Nasha Avodim Ketanim because of priests. Nasha can do Zimun for themselves or Avodim for themselves as long as they're not Mazaman with Hashem's name. Androgynous can be Mazaman only for his men. And can't be mazam not for women or men, because the suffix a tumtun is not mazam at all. A cotton who knows who you make a bracha for and you make a zimun on him, even though he's like 7 or 8, and it's mitzvah whether it's a minion 3 or 10, the mazamun on, and the goyim are not mazam on him. The Arachaim Simakuf Tzadik Tes Sivav says, ladies, slaves, and town, you don't do zero on them, but they're mizan for themselves. There should be a chabur of nasha vodim, town, mizan together because of priests. Avodim, ladies do it for themselves, avodim themselves as long as they're not mizan b'shem. Brachas, perek alav, alach yadalav, the Rambam says, whoever has a bracha from the brachas from the beginning to the end, and he's b'chavim to be yoitze, his chiyuv is yoitze. Even though he didn't answer amen, whoever answers amen after mavarach is considered like he made the bracha himself. That's not that the mavarach should be b'chuyuv in that bracha. If the mavarach was only b'chuyuv in the rabbon, and the oin is chayiv, and the Torah is not yoitze, his chiyuv, till he answers, or until he hears from the one that is chayiv on the Torah like him. Archaim Sumrei Shud Gimel Siv Bei says, and a mavarach cannot be moitzi others unless he eats and drinks with them. And then they yoitzi with hearing, because they're mechavin, even if they don't answer amen. The Rambam Perek Hei Halach Yud Gimel says, three people that ate, and one of them went out to the street, they call him, so he should be mechavin to hear what they're saying, and then Zamanam, even if he's in the street, he's yoitzi schiv. When he comes back to his home, he can bench because it wasn't for himself. But 10 people that ate, one of them went to the street, they're not, it can't be duzim with him until he goes back to his place and sits along with them. Shulchan Aruch Harachayim Simchuv Tzadik Dalet Siv Bei says, three people ate together, one of them went out to the street. You call them and you let them know that they want to do Zimun, so you should be Mechavim and start with them and should answer with them Bechsel Zimun. And the Yotzi is Chiv, even though he doesn't come and sit with them. That's Dafka 3, but 10, since they have to mention Hashem's name, they're not going to start until they all came together. And see later on, Simarish, till how far you do Bechsel Zimun. The Rambam Brachas Perkei Halacha Tes Vav says, two people eat together, everyone makes a bracha on himself. If one of them knows and one of them doesn't know, the one that knows reads B'kol Rav, and the second one answers Amen after every bracha, and his yotzei schiyuv. So a son could bench for his father, and an eved could bench for his Rebbe, and a woman could bench for her husband, and yotzei schiyuv. But the Chum said that the curse should come for someone whose wife and kids bench for him. The Ravid says it's not proper, and it's not maskun halacha. We pass an achilah kizayis chabetzah deraisa, because they would see in others that achla kidei savan. They didn't say these things only for Bavira, that he ate kizayis dagan. From the dictate that the Kali Sov and Dakhtan themselves, Atkazayas Vekabehu. And the Raisa says, Ben Barchalov and Ben Chenisha Ve'evid Makarayasov, but Ein Achreim is the answer exactly what they say, and that's what we said in Yerushalmi. The Arachayim Simakuf Tzadik Gimel, Sif Aleph, it says, two people ate together, even though Bechsa Moitzi won't compare his friend, there's a mitzvah divide, that each one should make a bracha smazah for themselves. When do we say this? When both know how to make a bracha smazah, but if one knows and the second one doesn't know, the one that knows is Moitzi, the other one, if he understands the Shekodesh, just does not make the bracha. Next, Mechavim, Milu, Milu, whatever he says. The Ramah says the Mevarach has to be Mechavim to be Moitzi. But if he doesn't understand, well, he's not Yotzi with hearing. But three that ate and not allowed to divide, two that ate is a mitzvah, they should look for a third person to be tired for a zimun. So to four or five, not a divide because they're all mechuyev zimun. Six could be nechal divide since each zimun have a chabura till 10. Then they're not dividing until 20 since they're mechuyev askaras Hashem. They're Moses because then they can be mechalak if they want. But who are then six? Not mechuyev to divide, only if they want. Mitzvah to look for 10. But if there were a lot of people sitting together and one together and they can't hear the one who does Birchas Zimun, they won't be able to be Yoitza. They're not divided into Chaburas of 10-10 because they will have to bench with Karam and the Balabais will hear and be Makbaran. Then they could divide into Chaburas of 3-3 and bench quietly so they shouldn't hear the Balabais, and that's better rather than not being Yoitza the Chiv of Birchas Zimun because they don't hear the Mavarech. Brachas, Perek Zayin Lachavav, the Rambam says two people wait for each other when they eat on the same plate. Three don't wait. If two of them finish, the third one has to stop. If one of them finish, the two don't have to stop. They can eat and continue until they finish. You know, a shmuz middle of the meal, this shouldn't come to a sakana, because if that's, if wine came in the middle of the meal, everyone makes a bracha on themselves. Because if one guy made a bracha and answers, the owner answers, amen, b'shasavli, it might come to sakana, and we don't look at the one who eats, and not on his portion, and not while he's eating, not to embarrass him. Arachayim Simreish Sif Aleph says, three people were together, one could be masik, al karcha for two, and answers one bich simon. Even if they didn't want to be masik, him zamnan, whether he answers, whether he doesn't answer, as long as he's standing. But two are not mechir to stop for one. Therefore, there's no chiv zimon chal, till they should be misratza, to be masik and make a bracha. If they didn't want to be masik, and he was mazaman them, they did nothing. It's worthless. And if you didn't want to be masik, even he is not allowed to bench and leave the street until they finish too, and then he's mazam them, because then he's mechuyev b'zimun, because he ate with them, and how could he bench without zimun? Arachayim Simchus Adidal Sifal says, three people together and they forgot, and each one made a bracha on themselves, the zimun is gone, and they can't go and do zimun of Freya. So too, if two of them made a bracha, but if one of them forgot and benched, two of them could still be mazam with his third one, even though he already benched. He could say Baruch Shalom Shalom, and there Yotz is Chiyuv Zimun, and he's not Yotz Zimun because there's no Zimun Afreya. The Ramah says if one Zimun with the others, even the two that are Nisha can't be mazam because he was already Yotz. The Rambam in Brachas, Perek Hei, Halacha Yud Zayin says, someone goes to others and he finds them benching Birchas Zimun, if the Mevorach said Mevorach, he answers Baruch Hu Mevorach. If he found them eating, he answers Baruch Shalom Shloi, and he answers Amen. The Shulchan Aruch Chaim Simakuf Tzadik Ches Sif Aleph says, three people who ate, they and they're benching, and one of them ate, went in and didn't eat. If they went in when they said Baruch Hu Baruch Shalom Shloi, he answers Baruch Hu Baruch Shalom Tavod L'Rabot. If he answers other answer Baruch Shalom Shloi, then he answers Amen. That's in all the brachas that a person hears is mechuyav to answer amen. And if the ten he says baruch lekeinu baruch shmatam l'avod, and he then if there was it was there when they finished eating, and then even then he answers after the mevarach and after the answer. The Rambam brachas perek alav halacha tazayin says whoever answers amen after his own brachas is mezguna, and whoever answers bracha that say brachas achrayinus that's meshubach. For instance, achben shlaim brachas amazon and bracha achrayin of kriyashma and arvus. So to the end of every bracha that's the end of the bracha achrayinus he answers amen after himself. And the Rambam, the Shulchan Aruch Chaim Simakuf Beches Sif Aleph says, after he finished by the Shlaim, he should answer Amen after his own bracha, because that's the scene of the brachas the Raisa, the Teva Meitav is not Minatayra. And the Shulchan Aruch Chaim Simresh Tazvav Sif Aleph says, you don't answer Amen after your own brachas, only after two brachas or more that are saved brachas. And the minhag is to answer Amen after Aluch and after Ishtabach. There must be some say they don't answer Amen only after Birch Ben Shlaim Birch Zabazan. That's the minhag in our Medinas, and you shouldn't change. What comes when they know you to answer Amen after Aluch and Ishtabach? You should answer also after Birkas Shemar Mitzvah La'ad. The last halacha of today, Aruch Chaim Siman Kuf Pei Chesiv Bei says, the Amen, this you should say B'lachas. You shouldn't understand that it's Birkas Shemar Mitzvah was not the rice and the mizals. Their Moses Dafka when he mentions it alone, and they don't answer Amen after other brachas. But when the Mezamen, he answers like other Amen, that he answers Birkas Hashoinus, even though the Mevarach answers also. Mekalk is not Nikakach, since they're also answering with him Amen after Ben Yishlaim. That's the making these Medinas to say the Bekal Ram, even the Mevarach himself when they Mezamen. And maybe it's because of this reason, because they won't be Mevayish, the Bracha Vatev Meitiv, because everyone answers Amen together, so once it's not as obvious.